Hey everyone, ready to soak up some astro knowledge?
I'm always ready for that.
Today's deep dive is all about Leo birthstones, but we're going beyond just a shopping list of gems.
Oh, I like the sound of that.
We're talking about why these specific stones are linked to Leo and what they reveal about this fiery, radiant sign.
That's a great way to put it.
What's fascinating about Leo is that their ruling celestial body, the sun, isn't just a symbol.
It's like the source code for their personality.
Okay, so the sun sets the stage, and then these birthstones come in to enhance those inherent Leo qualities.
Precisely.
Each stone we'll discuss today embodies certain energies and symbolism that have been intertwined with Leo for centuries. All right, let's start with the star in the show, Peridot, the primary birthstone for Leos.
Ah, Pirio.
Imagine a gem that captures that summer solstice energy. Vibrant green, sometimes with a glimmer of gold. This stone has a history as dazzling as its appearance, dating back to ancient Egypt.
And it's not just about its beauty.
The ancient Egyptians called Peridot the gem of the sun, believing it held the sun's energy.
They even thought it could ward off evil spirits and nightmares.
Now, connect that to Leo, a sign known for their warmth, positivity, and ability to light up a room.
It's like Peridot was destined to be Leo's birthstone.
And of course, it's said to bring about self-love and growth, which aligns perfectly with Leo's desire to shine brightly and embrace life to the fullest.
And that brings us to a fascinating aspect of birthstones, the alternative choices.
It's not a one-size-fits-all situation, even within a single zodiac sign.
Right.
For Leos, it's like having a whole gem-filled arsenal to choose from, each with its own unique properties. We're talking about ruby, carnelian, onyx. The list goes on.
Each of these stones resonates with different aspects of the Leo personality.
For instance, let's talk about ruby, that fiery, passionate stone.
Oh, I love ruby.
It's no coincidence that it's associated with courage, vitality, and a zest for life. Qualities that often radiate from Leos. It's like holding a miniature sun in your hand.
And speaking of confidence, which most Leos have in spades, carnelian is believed to be a powerful booster in that department.
Exactly. Its vibrant orange hue is said to ignite courage and inspire creativity. But what about the quieter, more introspective side of Leo? I mean, they need a grounding stone too, right?
You're right. Even the most flamboyant Leo can benefit from a little balance and protection. That's where onyx comes in. This dark yet elegant stone is believed to offer grounding, stability, and even a bit of psychic protection.
It's like a shield against those pesky energy vampires.
Exactly. And then you have tiger's eye with its mesmerizing golden brown stripes and sunstone, that captivating shimmer of gold.
Ooh, those sound beautiful.
These stones embody personal power and creativity, which are right in Leo's wheelhouse.
It's like a little dose of sunshine in your pocket. And remember, we're not talking about just fashion here.
Right.
These stones are believed to have certain energies and properties, like little power-ups for your well-being.
Here's where things get really interesting. For centuries, people have believed that birthstones can influence everything from emotional balance to attracting wealth.
Like, how can a stone actually do that? It sounds a little out there, but I'm curious to hear more.
Well, the thing is, these beliefs are often tied to the qualities of the sign itself. For example, stones like ruby, sardonyx, and even peridot are associated with emotional balance and healing.
Okay, that makes sense because Leos are often known for being big-hearted and expressing their emotions freely. But what about wealth and prosperity? I know some Leos are quite ambitious.
That's a great point. Stones like citrine with its sunny hue and even ruby are associated with attracting abundance and success. And blue topaz with its calming blue is believed to bring about clarity and good fortune.
It's almost like these stones are little talismans for ambition and achieving your goals.
They certainly have a lot of symbolism attached to them. And don't forget about charisma and strength. Stones like rose quartz, known for its soft pink and heart-opening energy, and rhodochrosite with its vibrant crimson, are believed to enhance generosity, trust, and compassion.
Those qualities are already strong in Leos. But I guess these stones are just a little extra boost to make them shine even brighter.
Precisely. And let's not forget onyx again. Its protective energy can be a powerful support for decision-making and creating boundaries. A valuable asset for a sign that's naturally strong-willed.
It's like a little reminder to stay true to yourself. Okay, so now that we've explored these stones and their potential benefits, let's talk about the fun part, how Leos can actually incorporate them into their style. Because let's face it, not every Leo wants to wear a giant gemstone crown, right?
Okay. There's a whole spectrum of options, from bold statement pieces to understated everyday jewelry for the Leo who loves to be the center of attention.
Now that sounds like a Leo.
A striking diamond pendant accented with a vibrant peridot or ruby would certainly turn heads.
Oh, I can see it now sparkling under the spotlight.
Exactly. But for a more subtle approach, a delicate silver chain with a small peridot charm or a carnelian bracelet can be just as powerful.
Subtle yet significant, like a little reminder of Leo's inner strength.
And of course, there's always the option of customized jewelry, which allows for a truly personal touch. The three stone setting representing the sun, earth, and moon is particularly meaningful for Leos as it reflects their connection to these celestial bodies.
Okay, I'm convinced these stones are so much more than just pretty accessories. They're like little bursts of energy and intention that can enhance different aspects of our lives.
Yay.
So before we wrap up, I have a question for you. Yeah. If you had to pick one birthstone to embody the essence of Leo, which would you choose and why?
That's a tough one. I think I'd have to go with peridot. It's the primary Leo birthstone for a reason. That vibrant green reminiscent of lush gardens and sunny meadows perfectly captures Leo's warmth, generosity, and zest for life.
That's a great choice. I'm drawn to the ruby, that fiery red, symbolizing Leo's passionate nature and ability to light up any room. But hey, that's the beauty of this. There's no right or wrong answer. It's all about personal resonance.
Absolutely. And that's what makes these deep dives so rewarding. We've explored the history, symbolism, and energetic qualities of these fascinating gemstones, connecting them to the very heart of what makes Leo so unique.
We've gone from ancient Egypt to modern day styling, all in one deep dive. We've learned about peridot's connection to the sun ruby's association with passion and how stones like carnelian and onyx can enhance confidence and offer grounding.
It's been quite a journey.
It has. But most importantly, we've given you the tools to continue your own exploration. So here's a final thought to ponder. If you could choose any birthstone, regardless of your sun sign, to amplify your own strengths and aspirations, which would you choose and why? Keep that question in mind as you continue to explore the fascinating world of gemstones. Until next time, keep seeking, keep discovering, and keep diving deep.